Making decisions on your own or allowing others to do the same is the path to take towards reaching an agreement that everyone will appreciate and adhere to without complaint. Before you give an order, first advocate for autonomy. You could cultivate a culture of taskmasters on your team, but what if you encouraged everyone to be their own brain trust, making autonomous decisions that they in turn would feel more responsibility towards? Developing autonomous thinking is more difficult than ordering people around. You have to invest a ton of time in building trust, boundaries, and accepting mistakes. However, the upside to an autonomous team is they can successfully run things without you and perhaps even do it better. The pitch challenge today: begin by creating choices within set boundaries for your team. You may say, "We need to hit this specific goal for this client by the end of the month, and I see three options to accomplish this, but I would like you to choose which one you think will successfully get us there." By giving options, you are encouraging autonomy and decision making, but you are also still giving guidance to ensure success. Over time, the goal would be that your team members can start problem solving like you and not depend on your guidance so heavily. When your plate is cleared of day-to-day operational decisions, you will have time to get to the deeper work of your business. Most importantly, when you give people choices and they make them, they feel better about the outcomes. I've even used this autonomy method when I'm dropping someone from my team. If it's not working out with someone and we have a candid conversation about his or her career option and what's best for them, you'll be amazed at how many people simply choose to move on. Same method works in personal relationships too. Always give options and allow people to make their own choice whenever possible.